Father, we come again to you. Your doors are always open. You've welcomed us and you've called us your daughters and your sons. And Father, we come to you. And Father, there is words of your word, words from heaven that, Father, that we need in our hearts and we need in our lives. So Father, we declare that our ears are open, that our hearts are open to receive from you what we need so that we leave and go better. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Anybody want to borrow a Bible? It's a novel idea. We have some in the back, all right? Does anybody want one of these cards? Because you know, I only have about 15 scriptures. And you just can write this part, just write down like 1 Corinthians, okay? So you can do it over there. Just novel. Here we go. Last week was the last Sunday, the last day in December, December 31st. And we started a brand new series on Proverbs. All right, and at the end of the message, I gave a challenge. So this is where you should write this down, okay? I gave you a challenge for the whole month of January. Would you read one chapter? So today is January 7th, so guess what chapter you should read? The 7th, all right? How many people have took the challenge and are working on it? Yeah, and if you didn't, you didn't know about it, you can back up and catch up or just start at chapter 7. It's been really good. And how many of you have just said, I'm just reading ahead? I got one for you. I'm just reading ahead. I'm just chowing down it. All right. Well, anyway, we started on Proverbs, and Proverbs, we found out, is just packed full of wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. We're only going to hear that word about 7,000 times today, but it's packed full of wisdom, and this book of Proverbs actually says, and we'll find the scripture in a moment, that Proverbs is a manual for living. Now, way back in the day when I was growing up, and you know I'm so ancient, you all got manuals on how to do things. Now you have to you download it. And I go, but I need the manual to know how to download it. But I'm getting better at that, okay? So you can have manuals for how to use all the equipment and all that stuff. Matter of fact, I pulled the manual out just a couple weeks ago on how to clean my oven. I was like, I don't know what blessing. Okay? Well, you can pull this manual out, and it's a manual for living, all right? Now, how many of you have noticed that it's a little crazy out there? Okay, the world is just a little crazy place. This thing keeps falling. All right, now this thing popped off. Okay, wait a minute. Where'd it go? Oh, it's in here. Do you know I have a pocket on the inside? Didn't even know that. Okay, but you know, I'll drop it, so here we go. So we have this manual for living. Raise your hand if you might need some wisdom navigating life, your life. Some of you, before you got out of the door, you would have said, yes, ma'am, I need some wisdom just to get out of the door. I used to need wisdom how to get 4 kids dressed and get them in the car and get them to church. And then someone says, halfway there, I didn't put my shoes on. I'm like, what? You know? Okay. So wisdom, but those are just the silly things. But listen, we are probably living in the worst times that this planet has ever seen. It is just crazy out there. It's crazy out there, and it's stuff that's going on in the culture that's like never been before. Now, someone will say, well, but yeah, I'll agree with you a little bit. A lot of crazy stuff was going really behind doors. It wasn't out in the open. But now, it's out there. Bizarre, crazy stuff's going on in the world. It's just out there, and it's right out in front of you. Now, if you're a kid or you're a big kid, you know, we need to have wisdom on how to navigate this world the way God wants, right? So we need teachers, and Proverbs will teach you how to navigate this world. It's just wonderful. So we found out last week also that Proverbs is on the Old Testament, and if you were a Jewish family and you had little boys and girls, this book of Proverbs was the training manual that you sat down and you taught your kids. It was just like that. And by the way, this is a great book to do. You don't have to be Jewish. You're grafted in there, all right? And you can take, like when your kids go to bed and you say prayers, just take one little verse and let's just do Proverbs together. Or when you sit down at the dinner table, say, we're just going to go through a little Proverbs. And you know what you're doing? You're training them on the way God has it. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay. Now, the problem with some of us are spiritually kids. like I just accepted Jesus, and I really don't have a clue how to live the way God wants me. So let's dig into Proverbs, right? So that was all last week. Last week we also said we kind of finished up with talking about the fear of the Lord. Who remembers that? The fear of the Lord. One of the definitions of the fear of the Lord is to the awe of God. To have the awe of God. And the Bible says in Proverbs 9:10, the beginning, everybody say beginning, of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So that means that when I have this understanding that I am in awe who God is, whew, I am just in awe that he loves me. That amazes me. I'm just in awe that he's my good father. When I start with an awe of God, that is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, so that was all last week, right? And you know, you might be here today, and you're like, I don't know if I should do this or should do that. Maybe God says, don't do anything until you pray and get my wisdom. Just tossing that out. That might be somebody here. All right. Last week we started in Proverbs chapter 1, all right? So write this down. We're going to read it again, Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible. If you want to follow along, here you go in your Bible. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Proverbs 1, 1. These are the wise saying of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. So, David had a son. His name is Solomon, and Solomon wrote this book of Proverbs, okay? And he was one of the kings. Okay, keep reading. Written down, so he's saying, these are sayings, written down so we'll know how to live well and right. How many want to know how to live well and right? How many of you, don't raise your hand though. How many of you know some people you wish they knew how to live well and right? Okay, we all know somebody, all right? But This is honest. This is truth. Sherry and I used to go honest. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't lie, but I this has happened a couple of times. But I've talked to some people as they're coming into church, all right, and they're coming into church and they're talking to me. I'm Pastor D, so they're coming into church and they're talking to me, and I go, man, you just smoked a joint, and you came to church, okay. For real. But listen, I don't say that. You know why? They just accepted Jesus. They haven't learned how to live and well, to live right and well. Well part, especially, okay? And guess what? Jesus will clean up our messes. If you let him in, now don't leave the walls up. You let him in through the word of God. He'll clean your messes up, all right? And by the way, we're not perfect. There should be a big sign, no perfect people allowed. All right, so we're going to love people, all right? But, you know, it would probably be a good thing to learn how to live well and right. Okay, keep reading. To understand, this is what Proverbs is about, to understand what life means and where it's going, a manual for living. So this Proverbs is a manual for living, all right? For learning what is right, just, and fair, and to teach the inexperienced. So we said last week, you can be young and inexperienced and living right and well and just. And I know a whole lot of people that are older and they are really inexperienced, and you think, okay? So you can be both. Okay, keep reading. To teach the inexperienced the ropes and to give young people a grasp on reality. You know, I was going to just address young people, but I you know, all y'all people, all y'all, okay? It is, we have a culture that nothing that it says is going to lead you towards God. This culture is not going to tell you what God says on how to live your life, okay? This culture is just preaching everything against what God wants, what God has for you. This culture, that means this stuff that's going on. So you have a choice to say, you know what? I am going to listen to this word of God. I am going to then follow this word of God. I'm going to put this word of God in my life because I have a choice, and that would be wisdom. Amen. All right, the last part. There's something here also for the seasoned men and women that's, and still a thing or two for the experience to learn, fresh wisdom to probe and penetrate the rhymes and reason of wise men and women. So Proverbs is a manual for what? Living. Amen. All right. So today, that was all last week. You're all caught up if you weren't here last week. All right. So today we're going to talk about wisdom calls. Wisdom calls. And you know, it was real interesting last week. I had so much fun last week, and I had several people come up. Okay, Pastor D, I got that. I got you. Told me what Proverbs is about. Now tell me how to tap into the wisdom. So today we're going to talk about how to tap into the wisdom of God, right? And I'm going to ask it one more time. If you could get wisdom from God, would you want to tap into it? Yeah, okay. But here's the thing, all right? I hate to say this, but sometimes, lots of times, wisdom requires you to make difficult choices. Sometimes, lots of times, wisdom requires difficult choices. So here's my question. You should write it down. Am I willing to make those difficult choices? Okay. Okay, we'll get ahead of myself. All right. You know, I watch the news probably, I can only take it about twice a week. I turn on and I listen to two extreme types of news, so you know what's goofy out there, all right? So I'm listening to the news, and I want to tell you, none of it is godly that's going on, right? And some people will say, yeah, but that's just normal, Pastor D, what's going on in the world. Everybody say, no, that's not the norm. That is not the norm. This is the norm, the Word of God, all right? The Word of God is the norm for your life. So if you're just listening to the news, and that's not the norm, all right? Now, it's crazy, it's bizarre, and the culture's just going wingy and stuff like that. And you know how it happened? Well, part of it is some of you that are old, young, like me, and you decided that you were going to just be real cool in the 60s and 70s and go to Woodstock. That was bizarre. And go partying and whatever, whatever, okay? While you thought that's what you should be doing, and that was not good, okay? But listen to what was going on, 60s and 70s. Is that there was a group of people that were going into your schools, your high schools, and your colleges, and they're like, you know, this God stuff, you know, we don't want that God stuff in our schools. And guess what? God was gone. God was out of schools, okay? Here, let me tell you this. So I went to St. Joseph's Catholic Elementary School. We had nuns in the black robes with the metal ruler. Some of you are like, you don't know what I'm talking about. One day I'm going to dress up, okay? So we had nuns walk around with my metal ruler. But every day at school, you know what we did? Every day we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Come on, Pledge Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I wonder how many kids 12 and under even know that. But went to this Catholic school, and every day we said the Pledge of Allegiance, and guess what else we did? Every day we said prayers. Yep, with a Bible. Okay, we said prayers every day, the beginning of the day, okay? So that's where I was in elementary school, and then my parents had six kids, and they couldn't afford Catholic school, so boom, we get moved over to public high school, junior high and high school. Wow. But listen to this. Do you know what we did every day? First thing in the morning, we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Back in the 60s and 70s, right? We said it every morning. And I go, why? Well, now this is my thought, that we would understand we're under God. God, we're under God. Because when you think you're not, that's where trouble begins. And I don't know, do elementary schools still say the Pledge of Allegiance? Wow. Any of you know? Do you say Pledge of Allegiance in high school? How about that? There are schools that don't. It's just crazy out there, all right? Okay, where am I going with that? Okay, let me say this. Okay, so what's the first step of getting wisdom? What's the first step of obtaining wisdom? They're going to pop this on the screen. You can jot this down. The first step to obtain wisdom, to apply wisdom, is to listen to God's word as though God is speaking to you. All right, so y'all know this is the Bible. right? This is God's word. How many of you say, yes, Pastor D, I know that, I know that? And by the way, this is the primary place that God will speak to you. This Bible, well, I never hear from God. I would love to say, do you read your Bible, okay? But I'm going to be really nice today. So this is the primary place you're going to hear from God by reading your Bible, okay? And you, when you read your Bible, you should put a post-it note. God is speaking to me. And then open up your Bible, okay? So this is the primary way that God is going to speak to you, but you have to go, oh, God is speaking to me, all right? My pastor, when we lived out in Tulsa, probably every Sunday when he was teaching, he would say this. He would hold up his Bible and he says, this is God's word, and God's word is speaking. Every Sunday, somewhere in the message, all right? And I kind of chuckled. It probably took me 2 years to go, oh, I get it. I'm a little slow there. But this is God's word. This is God speaking to you, all right? Now, you do have to understand that there's different people in the Bible, right? So sometimes he's speaking to people who don't know God. Sometimes in the Bible, he's speaking to people that are lost. Sometimes he's speaking to Christians that know God, followers of Jesus. And sometimes in the Bible, when you read in here, he's speaking to Jewish people, okay? So you have to understand that, but listen to this, okay? But again, God's word is speaking. Now listen to this. 2 Corinthians 1:30. All of God's promises are what? Yes and amen. For those who are in Christ, you should all be going, woohoo, man, that is awesome. I'm going to say it again. All of God's promises from Genesis to Revelation, and they say there's over 7,000 promises. All of God's promises are yes and amen for you in Christ. You who have Jesus. Everybody say all. I like all. I'm just greedy for all, okay? So that means any promise you read, Old Testament, New Testament, any promise that you read in here, okay, and you can have faith and believe God that it'll be in your life. 7,000 of them. I mean, I'd be turning Pastor D off and start flipping out and finding out what all 7,000 promises there are, and I'm going to go yes and amen, okay? All right, now, so God's word is God speaking to us, and God's word is where we're going to find wisdom. Now, open up to Proverbs 30, 35, Proverbs 30, verse 5. Okay, God's word is where we're going to find wisdom. God's word is where we're going to have wisdom. Proverbs 35, 30, verse 5. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. Woo! Okay, now, real simple. You know what that means? Don't add to God's word, all right? All right? And don't take away. Real simple, right? You all follow me? So let me ask a question. How many of you have ever heard of John Osteen? I mentioned last week. You all probably know his son. His son is Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen. He's got just in Texas, okay? So I grew up under John Osteen's ministry, listened to a lot of his tapes, actually got to hear him in a couple conferences. But I remember him saying this, and then I read it in one of his books, and I can't remember which one it is. But he said this. He said, I'm gonna read it so I don't muff it up. One day I was teaching out of Corinthians, and I got to the part where it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Okay, put a stop on there. John Osteen, when he was sharing this, that when that happened, he was a Baptist preacher. And he is talking to a Baptist congregation, all right? So he says, I got to the part in the Corinthians where, and I tried to explain the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. And he said, I finally just closed my book and I said to everybody, you know what? I don't know nothing about this. And he says, church is dismissed. See you next week. Okay. Why did I tell you that? He got it. Don't add if you don't know. Don't even try. He says, why am I going to even try? I don't even know this. So guys, don't add to the Word of God and don't take to the Word of God. Just stick reading it and you'll be good. All right, just thought I'd throw that one. Open up to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. So everybody say, how do I get wisdom? Good. Proverbs 9, 1. Proverbs 9, verse 1. Proverbs 9, 1. Here we go. Wisdom has built her house. Okay, last week we said if you go through the book of Proverbs, it's referred to as a woman. So you'll hear she, her, all right? So wisdom is called a woman all throughout Proverbs, right? So wisdom has built her house. She has set up seven pillars. She, wisdom, she has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. Okay, so it sounds like she's getting ready to have a party. Sounds like she's getting ready to have a celebration, right? Okay, keep reading. She, wisdom, sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Who is she calling? Ready? Let all who are simple. All right. Do you know what that word means in the Hebrew? It's good. Ready? In the Hebrew, the word simple means simple, but it also means inexperienced. It also means young. What else? Oh, naive. Anybody know somebody who's naive? I got this one person, I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, you are naive in life, okay? So simple, that's what it means, okay? So wisdom is calling out to the simple, to the naive, to the inexperienced, and to the young. So this is wisdom. Okay, this is what I'm going to do today. Wisdom is crying out to y'all simple. Wisdom is crying out to y'all young. Wisdom is crying out to y'all inexperienced. It says it went to the top of the hill, okay? Who taught children's ministry? This is a goodie. Okay, all right. Okay. Okay, so let all who are simple come to my house. Those who have no sense, I didn't write this, no sense, she says, come and eat my food, wisdom. Drink the wine I've mixed, wisdom. Leave your simple ways and you will live and walk in the way of insight, okay? This scripture is an all call. This is wisdom calling all. Wisdom is up here calling all. Hey, come to my house so you can get some wisdom. I'm going to do this 10 more times today, so get ready. All right. So wisdom is saying everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome to come and get wisdom. Everybody inexperienced, you can come and get wisdom. Everybody who's young, you can come and get wisdom. Everybody who's naive, you can come and get wisdom. That's what this is saying here, okay? And it's not just for the elite. So wisdom is calling. Everybody can come. Okay, now what's crazy for the rest of this chapter and lots of places in Proverbs is there's two calls. Now, we just said wisdom. Wisdom is saying, everybody come and get wisdom. But check out, go down to verse 13, Proverbs 9, 13. Listen to this. I think I need a drink. I was yelling. Here we go. Okay. Starting in verse 13, folly is an unruly woman. Everybody say folly. Guess what? Folly is the opposite of wisdom. Yeah. Webster says it's foolish, lacks understanding, or lacks sense. So folly is the opposite. All right? Keep going. So folly is an unruly woman. She is simple. Oh, yeah. Knows nothing. Ugh. She sits at the door of her house on the seat of the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious, but little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Okay. So there's two calls going on, but this one, I kind of know, you can kind of read into this house, probably is not so beautiful like wisdom. And it says water and food was stolen. Well, that doesn't sound very good, all right? And really, this whole thing just doesn't sound so appealing. But again, wisdom is calling, right? And wisdom is like, hey, I want you, okay? If you're taking notes, write this down. Ready? Wisdom and folly, both are calling every day. So really, come on up here, Rachel. Just because you can be wisdom. Get up here. Come on. Start calling. Hey, come follow me. I'm folly. You're wisdom.
Hey, follow me.
I'm wisdom. Okay. Okay. Never sit on the front row. There's two people calling. There's two things calling. No choice. All right. So guess what? I've lost my place. Okay. So here's the question. There's two invitations. Right? Wisdom, folly. Every single day, there's two invitations. And I don't know about your life, but some days it's like a couple times a day. right? Ah, wisdom's yelling at me in folly, okay? Now, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a choice. You can follow folly, okay? If you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, you can follow wisdom, all right? But here's the thing. They're calling every single day, a couple times a day, all right? So you have to choose daily. Upside down, thank you. Help me out, Deb. Okay, you have to choose daily. Am I going to choose to listen to wisdom? Am I going to choose to listen to folly, okay? Okay, now here's the interesting thing. There's actually two parties going on. Did you notice that? There's two parties going on, and you got an invitation to both of them, Stacy. Hey. Yeah, you have to choose which one. Don't walk backwards. We know what happens there. Yeah. That's wisdom. Okay. Okay. You have to choose that wisdom or folly. All right. Or some of you just smile at me, would you? Jeez Louise. Okay. Just write this down. Luke chapter 5, starting around verse 17. You can go read it. I'm going to go tell you. Pastor D acted out, tell you. This is Jesus, and this is a different call. This is Jesus. This is New Testament. This is Jesus and a different call. Okay, listen to this. Jesus is telling this story in Luke chapter 14, starting around 16. Just jot it down. You go read it later. Okay, so Jesus is telling the story, and the story he's telling where he's sending out people. And he tells these people to, you know the story, go to the highways and byways and invite them to come in. Everybody say invite. So Jesus is calling, right? He says, invite them to come in. We're going to have a feast. We're going to have a celebration. Okay, this is Jesus telling this in the story. And so he's telling the story. And then he says this. He starts and he says, and people have been invited to have a celebration with Jesus. And they start doing what? Making excuses. Everybody say excuses and smile, will you? Seriously, okay. All right, so Jesus is saying, hey, everybody. It's like Jesus up here yelling, whoop, whoop. Everybody come. I'm going to have a celebration. You're invited. And people start making excuses why they can't come. Let me tell you a couple of them. So one guy said, hey, you know, I just bought some land, and I need to go look at it. Right? You all know that part of the story, okay? Now, I don't want to use the word dumb or stupid, but wouldn't it be the dumbest, stupidest thing to do on the planet is that you bought some land you never even looked at? That's before Google Zoom and all that stuff, right? Okay? And you're saying, you come up and Jesus says, hey, come, I'm having a celebration. I'm having a feast. And you go, you know, I'd like to come, Jesus, but, you know, I bought some land, and you know, I really didn't have any wisdom because I hadn't even seen it, but I can't come. Okay? That's one guy. You want to hear the other guy? Smile, Pastor D. You always say you do better when you smile. So Jesus is inviting everybody, and this one guy comes up and says, you know, I really want to come, but I just married a woman. Well, that's wonderful. Like, what? Okay, so this guy, all right, just married a woman, and, you know, this happens to some people. They get married, and there's good things. All right, guys, just love me here. But I want to tell you, my husband smelled better after he got married. He finally had decent cologne, and look, we did the laundry more often. Okay, so those were some good things. But I know people that they get married, and things change not in a good way, right? So here we are. They start dishing out excuses, all right? Now, wisdom is calling. Jesus is calling. Folly is calling. Jesus is calling, and people are making excuses, right? Okay, moving on. I'm going to shift gear, second gear. Here we go. If you're taking notes, write this down. When we are unsatisfied, because of some of our choices, but when we are unsatisfied, we tend to shift blame. All right? Anybody ever do that? Don't raise your hand. Okay, anybody know people that they're always blaming? Okay, I did this the other day. I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm working on the computer, and I go, this stupid program? The program, let me tell you, is smarter than I am. But what did I just do? Shift blame, all right? So we do this, all right? How about this one? Okay, you're not going to. My boss is an idiot. He didn't give me a raise. He's the idiot. No, you're the blank blank because you showed up to work every late, all right? Did a schleppy job, all right? But we're going to blame, all right? Right? Everybody know somebody that blames? Okay, praise the Lord. So we like to shift blame. All righty. Now, write this down. Here we go. Write this down. This is why I said you need a yellow card. You need to write this down. Here we go. What if God and wisdom, ready, have called us? What if God and wisdom called us and we declined the call? All right? All right? So here we go. There's this wisdom. Hey, I have an invitation for you. I have an invitation. Come. And you decline the invitation. What if you decline the invitation? Okay. Well, let me ask this. Has there ever been a time in your life where you said afterwards, really, man, I wish I would have had wisdom and I would have made a different decision? So I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to go, pathetic, Pastor D. So this is years ago. I think we had Sherry, and I think I was pregnant with Jesse. We're renting on West King Street. It was a cute little thing here. And we knew people who knew people who knew people. Right there, yellow flag on the football field. But, okay, so we knew people who knew people, and there was this big, this investment. Like, if you give this person this money, I know, to invest, we'll double it. And we knew people who knew people who knew the people that were getting double back. So we're sitting around with a bunch of Christians. What did wisdom call them? Simple? Okay, we're sitting around like, man, we ought to do this Jack and I. And so we did. We scraped up, now praise God, a little bit of wisdom. We did not borrow any money. We just scraped up the little that we had, and we gave it off to this company. Well, it wasn't but a month later, this guy got thrown in jail for his, okay, all right, okay. So we lost our money because we didn't do this. Father God, we are asking you for wisdom about this situation. What would you want us to do? What is wisdom? Okay, and then you got to wait because sometimes you don't get your answer right away, okay? Now, some of you are thinking, you are stupid. We were. Okay, no, we were simple. We were young. We were inexperienced. We were naive, okay? That's why that happened. That's why I'm telling you, get wisdom so you don't do these things, all right? And if you're like, man, I'm going to go marry this girl, and how about if, you know, you novel thing, God, should I marry this girl or this guy? Lord, what should I do? Because, you know, he has wisdom. And you know, how about that? And then you start pouring out your guts to the Lord and say, Lord, should I marry this person? You know, I really love them. But, you know, they just really are not mistreat me a lot. And they doing some things that are not right. God, should I marry this person? That's a good idea. Ask wisdom, right? Ask God. Me, I could drop a pen here. Okay, don't raise your hand. Okay, here today. Okay, let me say this: if the Lord says no today, I will promise you that tomorrow will be better. If the Lord ever says no, God, what today? And go no, I will promise you that tomorrow's will the blessings will follow. Amen. Anybody can probably say, yes, Pastor D, I know that. I know that. Okay. All right. Turn over to Proverbs 2:6. Proverbs 2:6. Did I redo that one? I don't know where I am. Okay. Yeah. Proverbs 2:6. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord, this is the Amplified, gives, God gives. God, the Lord God gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Okay, so the Lord gives godly, skillful wisdom. Okay, but the problem is, okay, here's the problem with wisdom. Sometimes, listen to this, sometimes it's just packaged kind of in a hard way, in a little bit hard. All right, let me tell you this. Proverbs chapter 12, listen to this. I tell you what, I have learned so much preparing this for the last month. I'm just like, oh, this is so much fun. Okay, sometimes wisdom is just packaged a little hard, all right? So Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves instruction, loves knowledge, that all has to do with wisdom, but he who hates correction is, what did he say? I didn't say stupid. Come on, say that. Stupid. Don't you feel good when you say that? Whoever, so if you hate correction, come on, you're stupid, all right? Okay, I bet you all know somebody that you would say that about, okay? Now, moving on. Write this down. The one who seeks wisdom, it's not that stupid one, right? The one who seeks wisdom is open for advice and correction. Everybody say advice and correction. Man. Okay. Now, y'all probably know somebody that's a know-it-all. They just know everything. You can't tell them anything because they know everything. I just know everything. And I'm like, whoa, you're, no, okay. But here, but the one who seeks wisdom is open for advice and correction. So if you're a know-it-all, you're the stupid, right? So I'm just reading the word, okay? When you seek wisdom, you are open for advice and correction. And this is what I say every time I get corrected. Probably not when you correct me right away. But I will go in my closet, prayer closet. I am a wise woman. I receive correction. I am a wise woman. I receive correction. I am wise, okay? So, you know, we need correction. We needed wise wisdom counsel, okay? So we have talked about wisdom is calling. We talked about folly is calling. We talk about Jesus calling. Everybody needs wisdom, right? Everybody needs wisdom. So here's my question. Wisdom is calling. Everybody that needs wisdom, come over to my house, okay? Wisdom is calling, but what if you hung up? What if you declined it? Wisdom is calling. Hey, you need wisdom. Come. And you're like, I'm declining it, all right? You know? What do you do? That was Jack and I, like... Okay, I've done a lot of things without answering wisdom. I hung up on them. So what do you do when wisdom is calling and you hung up, you declined it? Ready? Everybody say, call back. Just call back, all right? Praise God. So what if you decline wisdom? Call back. What if you hang up on wisdom? Just call back. Okay, Pastor D, how do you do that? Open up to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Praise God. James chapter 1, how do I call back? James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, I like this translation that says deficient, any of you deficient in wisdom, let him ask God. Let him call God. God, okay? Call God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So we have to ask, and we have a generous God. And he's not going to rub your nose because you're asking some dumb question. No, I need some wisdom. It's not dumb. If you need wisdom, it's not dumb. He's not going to rub your nose. He's going to give you generously wisdom, all right? Now, this is what I found out in my life personally. You're going to go, she's my pastor? Okay. Sometimes I don't want to hear what God has to say. No. You know why? Because I know he's going to tell me the opposite of what I want to do. I know it, all right? So none of you're probably, Pastor D. Okay, listen. I know if I ask God, he's going to ask me to do the opposite of what I want to, all right? And I don't want that to happen to you. And I am getting so much better of hearing wisdom's call and running to it, okay? So when you're like, I don't want someone telling me not to marry so-and-so. I don't want someone telling me, don't buy that big old house. I don't want someone telling me, you need to move out of town and get away from those friends. God told me that once, okay? I don't want anybody telling me, and I certainly don't want to hear from God. What's my friend say? You are a recipe for disaster, right? All right, so what if, again, if God is calling, if wisdom is calling, I'm telling you, you will not regret following wisdom. Even though I'm like, that's not really what I wanted to do. You want me to do? No. If wisdom is calling, if wisdom and God is calling, I'm telling you, you will not regret following it and the blessings that will come on your life. Everybody say, I love wisdom. Okay, I'm going to answer the call. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to show you one last story. Okay, here we go. Open up to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. Y'all enjoying this, or is it just me who's getting up hot up here? All right. So, 1 Kings chapter 3. Go read the whole chapter. I'm going to give you the smush version, okay? So, Solomon is now king. Solomon, who's the guy who wrote Proverbs, right? The Proverbs are all about wisdom. Solomon is now king, and he's just become king, and he goes to God, and he's like, God, I have no clue how to lead these people. I'm king. I don't know what to do. All right? First. All right? Then, later on in the story, you know, halfway down the chapter, Solomon goes to this town, and that day he offers, like, sacrifices and offerings unto the Lord, and he goes to bed that night in this town, goes to bed that night, and God appears to him in a dream. Woo! Again, he says, the Lord says to him, what do you want, Solomon? Solomon, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. Some of you are like, I got a list, Lord. It's on the side of my refrigerator. Probably he's not going to ask you, okay? But Solomon said, Lord, I would like wisdom. Write that down on your piece of paper. I would like wisdom, all right? And the Lord says to him, because you did not ask for riches, that's the side of my refrigerator, because you did not ask for long life, that's the side of my refrigerator, because you didn't ask to wipe out all your enemies, yeah, because you did not ask that, I am going to give you a heart of wisdom. I am going to give you wisdom, and you are going to be known as the wisest man that ever lived on the planet. You are going to have and favor because of the wisdom I'm going to give you, and because of you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you riches and fame, and we're going to wipe out your enemies. Okay, all right. So, what did Solomon ask for? Wisdom, an understanding heart, wisdom, all right? Now, listen to what he says here. This is Solomon, 1 Kings 3:9. Therefore, this is talking to the Lord, give your servant, Solomon, give your servant. You talk about humility. He's going before the Lord and he calls himself a servant. Yeah, good position. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart, wisdom to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Woo, praise God. Now, when Solomon took the throne, he was 20 years old, and he's going to rule the nation of Israel. Some of you can't even rule your house, you know, let alone a whole nation, okay? Okay, be nice, Pastor Dave. Okay, so he is now 20 years old. He's ruling the whole nation of Israel. His dad, your dad is who? Your dad is David, King David, and he has done this, this, and this, and you're going to follow after his footsteps, and you know, you always want to do as good as your dad, all right? So he's like, God, I need wisdom. Whew, I can't do this. He goes to God. So what if you're a parent and you are struggling with wisdom on raising your kids? What if you're in a situation and you are struggling to figure this thing out? What if you have exhausted, you know, I'm like, let's fix it. We can do it. And you've done all your fix-its and it's not working. What if you need wisdom? What should you do? Everybody? Call on wisdom. Go to God, right? All right? Tap into his wisdom. Tap into his wisdom. And one last scripture, 1 Corinthians 1:30. We shared this last week. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But God has brought you into union with Christ, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By him, we are put right with God. We become God's holy people and set free. But I like this part. God has made Christ to be our wisdom, all right? So the day you accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you know that God comes to live inside of you, right? Okay, I'm a believer. I've asked Jesus into my life. He has come to live inside of me, okay? I have this ability of wisdom. But you know what? There are days, even though God has come to live inside of me, the Spirit of God has come to live inside of me, I've asked Jesus, you know, into my life and stuff, there are times I don't know what to do. I don't know the right decision. I don't know how to do this. So I'm going to say, God, I'm going to tap into this. God, I got this situation. Talk to him all the time about this. I got this situation, Lord, and I am going to tap into your wisdom, okay? And wisdom of Christ is inside of me. So I thank you for wisdom, all right? Praise God. Whew. You know, my kids are all grown, but I've got grandkids, and I was talking to my one daughter about her little grandson, what's going on, and I was like, geez, Louise, whew, baby, you need some wisdom, right? Okay? Anybody need wisdom raising your kids? Okay? Now, I have to say this. So we go to God, we tap into his wisdom, and it's real simple. God, I've got this blink, blank, blank, blank going on, and I need your wisdom. Okay? And then I'm going to get quiet. I'm going to wait for his answer. Okay? So, but you can also tap into people that have, especially raising kids, been there and done it. Been there and done it. So when I was, I had Sherry, I was pregnant with Jesse. There was this lady, Pam, and she had three kids. And I saw those kids walk in behind her and sit down quietly. And then she talked to them and they go, yes, ma'am. Guess where she's from? Down south. Yep. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And I went with her one time, and we went to this, she was a hairdresser, and we went into the hairdresser store where you buy all that stuff, okay? And she says, okay, to all her kids and my Sherry. Oh, Sherry's a baby, okay. And you go line up on the wall and wait for mama. I was like, whoa! I picked her to be my friend. So it's okay. Go pick them to be your friend. And I told her, I said, I'm picking you to be a friend because I don't have a clue how to raise kids. And I learned a few things. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Okay. So, but listen, you get in situations. You need life. You hit life. Hit the wall of life. And you need wisdom. Just run into God and say, God, I need wisdom on this situation, okay? And also read through Proverbs. It's really good, all right? And you know what God's doing? He's just waiting. I was waiting for you to come. Okay, just ask. He'll give you wisdom. All right, praise the Lord. And listen, if Jack and I would have asked, instead of, we're going to do what everybody else is doing, I wouldn't have been so mad at him, but anyway. All right, This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to close. I want you all to stand, and we're going to read, go back to James chapter 1, verse 5. We're going to read this together as a declaration. We're going to read this, and it's sort of like asking, okay? We're going to read this out loud together. They're going to put it up on the screen. Say when. Otherwise, I'm going to read this. Where is it? Lost it. Where's my James? Oh, good. Okay. I'm an Annie. You an Annie? If any? Okay? If not, I'm going to go move in with you because you got it together, all right? Here we go. Everybody say it together. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. One more time. Come on. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it'll be given to him. You can sit down. Y'all stretched your legs. Praise God. So I just want you to get really quiet. This is just, pretend like I'm not here. Poof. Pretend like the person's not there, okay? And whatever's going on in your life, how about you do that? All right, Father, I'm coming to you for wisdom. Lord, I have dissected this situation, turned it inside out, and I am thoroughly without wisdom. Father, I need your wisdom, and I thank you that you will give me wisdom for this situation. Father, if you're a young parent, Father, thank you that you give me wisdom on how to raise my children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. If you're a businessman, Father, I need wisdom. I want to be this light in my business, and I need wisdom how to do this. Okay. If you're in school, woohoo, man. Wisdom. Father, I need wisdom. I'm your child. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. I'm a light. Father, I need wisdom to be this light. Father, this boss, man. This boss, Father, I need wisdom. I need wisdom to be your child in this workplace with my boss, with my coworkers. Father, I need wisdom. Father, and I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for wisdom. Today, I thank you for wisdom tomorrow. I thank you, Father, that your door is open and I can run in when you're calling and say, Lord, I need wisdom. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, one more time. Wisdom is calling. Are you going to come and get it? Yeah. Okay, today is January 7th. Read Proverbs chapter 7. If you missed, go hop into it. And really, this is such an easy book to do with kids, okay? All right, stand up. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for these men and women, young and old. I thank you, Father, that your wisdom they tap into. I thank you, Father, they hear the voice of wisdom. I thank you, Father, that they choose wisdom today. And I thank you that they go and shine bright of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I had fun. I hope you did. Praise the Lord. Have some coffee. Stick around. If you'd like prayer for wisdom. Now, if you'd like prayer, come on up front. We'd love praying with you.